hitting fever pitches.
Stop the tape. Get that back to the top. There is no controversy brewing anywhere except on the air of Channel 13 in Sacramento. And they are creating the controversy. This is an important point. We've been playing this parody since March. It didn't create a ripple in this audience. There was no controversy. In fact, the votes came in. People thought it was one of the most creative and funniest they'd ever heard. Now, all of a sudden, there's a controversy over. Well, I wonder why that would. Could it be that these sponges who do not listen to the program obviously found out about this from the Chicago Tribune story yesterday? That where did they hear about? Did they hear about it from Media Matters for America? Do any of these people actually listen? If you people haven't done so, you need to go to the website and read the transcript of my Rush to Excellence appearance. And all you drive-by journalists ought to do this, too. Every one of you out there that think you've got something here on Barack the Magic Negro, I'm going to try to help you and save you. You are going to be profoundly embarrassed if you keep going down this tune and going down this path with thinking there's something here that isn't. All you got to do, it's called www.rushlimbaugh.com. It's on the Internet. You just type that in, hit the return key, and bam, my website comes up, and you can find my remarks. Yeah, the text of the speech or anything you want about this song and what I've said, and you would be fully informed before you start making idiots of yourselves on television. Here's the bite in toto. I'd be tempted to, but I will not interrupt it again.
There is a controversy brewing here this morning. Likely will be hitting fever pitch as we go through the day. Rush Limbaugh's program for years and years, when he was here in Sacramento, and since he's been national as well, has had parodies of people, song parodies, a lot of them pretty funny, but there's one out there that he's airing on his show about Barack Obama, some are calling racist. There are groups this morning saying that not only is the song racist, but it's putting Barack Obama at increased danger. You know, of course, last week we reported that he has gotten Secret Service protection, the earliest for any presidential candidate. Is Rush Limbaugh's Barack the Magic Negro song racist? What do you think? Vote online at CBS13.com. He's had a lot of parody songs, Lisa and Jeff, some funnier and less sensitive than this one.
I want to hear from Rush. I want to know why they made the song.
He has to know better. Once you start to even go near that line, you know, it's never a good idea.
Kind of the timing, post-Imus here, a bit much, some are thinking.
Can we call Rush?
Exactly. Yeah. We'll dial him up. Limbaugh doesn't make up the songs himself. There's a guy named Paul Shanklin. He pays him to play them and make them up.
To play them and make them up. Where do you start with this? These are people hosting a local news show in Sacramento on a television station, a CBS of what? What do you want to... Snurdly's upset because they're trying to blame me now for Obama getting Secret Service. But they're all going to get Secret Service protection in due course. Yeah, I'll tell you what. If I were to think about Barack Obama being in any trouble, needing Secret Service, I would look to Clinton Inc. before I looked at me. Try that, drive-by media. Get that out there.
Barack the Magic Negro lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they called him that cause he's not authentic like me. Yeah, the guy from the L.A. paper said he made guilty whites feel good. They'll vote for him and not for me cause he's not from the hood. See real black men like Snoop Dogg or me or Farrakhan have talked the talk and walked the walk, not coming late and won. Oh, Barack the Magic Negro lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they called him that cause he's black but not authentically. Barack the Magic Negro lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they called him that cause he's black but not authentically. Some say Barack's articulate and bright and new and clean. The media sure love this guy, a white interloper's dream. But when you vote for president, watch out and don't be fooled. Don't vote the Magic Negro in, cause I won't have nothing after all these years of sacrifice. But I won't get justice. This is about justice. This is about me. It's about justice. It's about buffet. I'm gonna have no buffet. And there's gonna be any church contribution. And there'll be no cash in the collection plate. There ain't gonna be no cash money, no walking around money, no folding money. Now he's not gonna come in here and say that he's authentic, that he's been in the street, in the struggle with the rest of